Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has its alleged first ever case of COVID.
Oh, wow.
If you can believe that one. So we can talk about that because we've been covering what China has been up to with, of course, the insane lockdowns that they've been going through. And maybe North Korea's going to set out to make China look not as bad.
Yeah.
Because North Korea is probably going to be the worst place on the planet for this. We'll get into that coming up here. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Joey.
Joey, you had a story that is definitely not good news.
No.
It's about a man who was killed, apparently, by the police.
Yes.
In Ohio, and the reason there's a lot of police killings out there. I think it's over 1,000 a year now in the United States.
It's about 1,000 the last couple of years, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them that have, completely unjustified, and it just, if we talked about that all the time, it's literally what we would, fill shows with it, no problem, and it just gets so tiresome to continue to see the ongoing violence against peaceful people, the police escalating situations unnecessarily.
Yes.
And we see it time and time again, and it is exhausting, but every now and then we got to talk about one, and this one brought to your attention.
Yes, actually, one of our, I think we've talked about her on the show before, Rochelle Kelly. She sent me a message.
She's the mom who made headlines in 2020. I think it was like April or May of 2020, where she tried to go to a playground in the Concord, New Hampshire area, and was threatened by police. Her and her children, and I think a couple other families were out there on that day.
Yeah,
it was one of those situations where they had set up caution tape surrounding the playground, and ostensibly they were quote unquote.
There's nothing wrong with the playground.
No, it wasn't dangerous or anything.
Hitting it all day. I'm sure there's nothing to catch.
The cops were called. Someone called the police on them because obviously they're, it's just a park. The cops wouldn't have any other reason to be there. So somebody called the cops on them, some busybody. And they confronted them. There's video of this. If you want, you can search for Rochelle Kelly on freekeen.com, and I'm sure the video will come up. Or search playground, and that'll come up. Ultimately, she was found not guilty in that case. They ended up arresting her 5 or 6 months later.
Yeah.
So they didn't arrest anyone the day of. The parents left the park when the cops came and threatened them. It seemed like everything was going to be fine. And then later they came after them with, like, criminal trespass. I think it was criminal trespass or disorderly conduct.
Or whatever. It's just charges. Ridiculous. It's just, I call it cop butthurt charge.
Yeah, it's the catch-all charge where they always hit activists and people they don't like with these things.
Yeah.
And she didn't, to her credit, she did not take the plea.
Right.
She went to trial and amazingly was found not guilty. So that's who Rochelle Kelly is. She's a mom who actually stands up for her rights.
I wouldn't even say she's an activist, per se. I would just say she's just someone that just, had
she
enough.
Is now.
And we're going to just do it because this is the normal society is supposed to be like.
Well, but she is. If she wasn't an activist before, she certainly is now because.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't put that label on her to start with. Like, they were just, parents wanted to let their kids play. Play free or die, right?
Who would have thought that going to a playground would end up being activism? But that's the insane world that we're in.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
But that is activism. When the state says you can't do it.
Yeah.
And you go out and do it, well, by definition, you're now an activist.
So let's get back to why does this relate to her?
Yeah, so she has a brother.
Yes, her brother-in-law. So her sister lives out in Ohio and with five kids, and her name is Christy, her sister. And Christy's now late husband was murdered by the cops. And
oh, boy.
Now they're accusing him of murdering someone. It's just crazy. Like, there's a full alibi of where he was. And so there's proof that he had nothing to do with whatever they're trying to claim. And there is, like, They were just picking on him.
What were they trying to claim he did?
They're trying to claim that there was some other shooting that occurred that he was involved with, which is not true. It's just not true. He had nothing to do with it. He wasn't even around. I don't think he even knew the people. But the police, you know, allegedly he ran from the police. And they, you know, they, if you were to watch all the news reports, or if you go to Delete Laws and watch their,
is that YouTube?
Yeah, Delete Laws is, this guy Chili, he's a constitutional scholar, and he went out to Ohio for other cases, and then Rochelle's messaging me, and I'm like, alright, I know some guy that's in Ohio right now that's gonna help you. And, he's, Delete Laws has been helping her out. Or help the family.
Isn't this the guy that goes from like court to court? Just he knows his stuff legally,
yes.
And he's just dedicated his whole life to helping people.
Like, he told me about the big wall in his house is this graph of every case law, and most of it surrounding you know the police and how they take our rights away, and like Terry versus Ohio. So he's all about overturning Terry.
Right. Okay.
I should have wore the shirt tonight. I have one of the shirts. Yeah, so he's really, really knowledgeable in the law when it comes to these things, and really good stuff. He has this great pamphlet you could carry in the car.
Take me back a little bit further. They thought this guy, the brother-in-law of Rochelle, what was his name again?
His name is Stephen Sheets.
Stephen Sheets.
I think that's his name. Yeah,
they thought that he was allegedly involved in a shooting. Were they coming to arrest him? When did this conflict that allegedly he ran from James Sheets?
Yes, sir.
When was the conflict that he allegedly ran from the cops? So what were they doing?
It started in Struthers. So the Struthers Police Department is the ones that murdered him.
Okay.
And the Youngstown was the Youngstown police are like, we have nothing to do with this. Like that's kind of how they acted. Mm-hmm. And it just like when I was watching the news reports when this first broke and Rochelle told me about it. And I was watching. I was like, "This is just a total cover up right away." The way that they're talking about how they're talking around the issue, then they released the audio call, the scanner calls to the dispatch.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't add up. And then they released the body cam footage, and that was because the Chili from Delete Laws, you know, pressed them. And they first released it with all these redacted spots, like 2 minutes lost, 2 minute lost, like in the body cams.
That's suspicious.
And, yeah, and he demanded the uncut versions, and then he got it.
Huh.
And it revealed a lot.
I bet it did.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but what was the situation? I mean, can you describe what happened here? I don't know why
they pulled him over.
Okay.
I don't think anyone knows yet.
A traffic stop.
Yeah, uh-huh. For some reason. And they alleged that he started taking off and the cop almost got hit.
Oh, right? That claim.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a joke. And they haven't released that footage.
Oh, you haven't seen that part?
No.
Okay.
But that's what they're claiming. Mm-hmm. But then, you know.
Well, if they actually had video of him coming at a cop, they surely would have released that because it would totally justify their position, right?
Right.
The fact that they haven't released it again, very suspicious.
And then they were claiming like, oh, he's trying to ram us, right? Like mm-hmm. as in they're chasing him. Whatever. I don't even know if the traffic stop even happened because you don't see it. Mm-hmm. So, but like I said, they're trying to do a whole cover up on this. But then, like, they're saying, oh, he's trying to ram us, but you look at the, you know, how the collision occurred, it's clearly the cops colliding with him.
Sure.
And his hands never leave the steering wheel, yet they claim that he had a gun and was pointing at them. And he never had a gun. He never pointed anything at them, and they just shot and killed him in his car.
Wow.
I think they shot him four times in the face.
Wow.
And 28 times total. So that's unloading a clip. This is one cop. I think it's a couple cops, but one cop was doing all of it.
Wow.
Continued to do it. So he dropped the clip, unloaded it back up, dropped it, loaded it again. Do you really need to shoot some guy with three loads?
No, you've seen footage of this?
Yes. Yep, it's on Delete Laws on his channel. And it's very gruesome, so if you go and see
God.
That. But, you know, they can't stop this cover-up. They can't get away with this, and, you know... The truth is coming out on us. So, you know, if you guys want to go check it out, it really looks like at one point you see them going up to the car with shields, and they throw something in the car.
Really?
And they're like, "Where's the gun? Where's the gun?" Then the arm comes around the shield, and it looks like he's throwing something into the car. It's not really clear, but they were talking about
a water bottle. Like,
oh, I need my water bottle because he's like out of breath. It's just, it's all baloney, guys.
We'll continue here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. You can join us. You can share your thoughts. Bring up whatever's on your mind.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. The number number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the shooting of a man in Struthers, I guess?
Well, it was in Youngstown, but the Struthers police killed him.
Near Youngstown, Ohio, or somewhere around there, with multiple police responding to a man that was allegedly involved in a shooting. Now, we have no evidence of any of the truth, you know, if there's any truth to that statement. But that's what the police were trying to claim about the man that they shot to death. You said 28 times?
He was shot 28 times. Four in the face.
Were any cops shot in this incident?
Nope, not a single bullet went in their direction.
Hmm.
And they lied about, you know, doing the open firing. And then they, maybe plant a gun?
Yeah, I just was looking at the Delete Laws channel on YouTube. It's Delete LAWZ. So that's how you can find it there.
Yeah, Delete Laws with a Z.
There's a lot of videos here, and so I wasn't really sure where to start, but I picked the one that said edited body cam shows cops plant gun. And this is very suspicious behavior. We'll get a little bit deeper into this coming up here in moments. It's Ian and Joa in the studio, but let's go first to Dave Ridley. He's no stranger to corrupt cops and lying cops. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. You've had a lot of history, of course, with them over at RidleyReport.com. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm the cop whisperer. But I will probably call some other talk radio, though, about what you've been talking about today. That's a New Hampshire story. I'll be talking about it.
No, it's only related tangentially to New Hampshire. This happened in Ohio, but it was to it's to the brother-in-law of a woman who lives in New Hampshire, Rochelle Kelly.
That's what I mean. Well, she's kind of a public figure in New Hampshire.
Yes.
But anyway, there is, I'm going to call this call the rental cars and the demise of enterprise. I believe I may have called you 4 or 5 years ago to tell you how much I loved that company. I got rid of my car in 2014, and they were what enabled me to continue to rent the report after that for years. Because their rental cars were so cheap, I had no idea how they were making money. It was just fantastic. And the people were so nice, and they still are nice. They're trying to be nice. So I don't know if it's Enterprise's fault or not, but the company is just doing business with them is just breaking down. It's almost impossible to rent a car, it feels like now.
Wow.
Maybe that's an exaggeration, but it feels impossible sometimes. When I tried to rent a car came back to New Hampshire from Colorado Springs, and I was going to fly into Boston Logan and rent a car, you know, rent from Enterprise at Boston, drop off at Keene. The most normal thing. I mean, that's what Enterprise is there at the airport for, right?
Right.
No, you're not allowed to do that.
What?
You can't drop it off somewhere else. You have to bring it back to Logan.
What? Since when?
You can't drop it off. You can't drop it off one of our branches. This was when I came back in April.
But I mean, I have not rented a lot of cars in my time, but I thought that was something that was a standard practice. If you have a one way trip, you drop it off at their local place, and they arrange for transfer or whatever. They handle that. There's logistics, and that didn't it used to be that way, Dave?
Yeah, it's just normal. And they also, and prices were really low. You could rent a car from Enterprise for about $13 a day over a weekend. And then now that's gone away too, you know, and now it's $100 a day now. And then it cost me $400 to have a vehicle for 2 days. I wasn't allowed to fly to Boston Logan. I had to fly to Manchester, and that was the only place I could fly to where I could get any rental car from anyone that I could just get in the car and drive it to Keene and drop it off somewhere in Keene. There were no there was no other way for me to get back from Colorado Springs.
May I suggest an alternative, which is like the Uber rental? Toro?
No, Uber's not that functional
no,
either
not
anymore.
Uber. Not Uber. Yeah. No. I don't like Uber at all. But Toro. It's called Toro. It's an app.
T-O-R-O?
I think so. Okay. Or two R's. I'm not sure. But that's like a way that you can rent people's cars.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
You've tried it?
No, I have a friend that does it. He's a Porkfest attendee, and he has rented his cars out for years.
And presumably, you would need to bring it back to the person. Right?
There's a way they do the pickup. I'm not sure exactly the logistics on that, but it's included in the price.
So, Dave, is this these policy changes, price increases? Is this just inflation? Do you think that it's not $13 a day anymore? It's multiple times that. I mean, is that what the factor is here? What do you think?
Partly they have a car shortage because I guess they sold off some of their cars when some of the prices were so high.
Mm.
And then the next thing that happened, though, is I tried to rent again today. I was just going to do a generic rental. Okay, I'll pick it up in Keene. I'll drop it off in Keene. I'll do what you say. I said, can I rent one on, how about, I don't really care, just any day over the next week or so. How about the 25th? Well, let me look at that. Actually, no, that won't work. Oh, okay, that's fine. I'll just take the 23rd will work. Oh, let me check that. Oh, no, that won't work. Okay, any day that week will be okay. Oh, no, actually, people aren't allowed to rent the entire week.
Wow.
From Keene. And then, in Peterborough, we closed that down. That shop isn't open anymore, our office there. And, okay, let's make this simple. Can you give me a date between now and the heat death of the universe in which I can rent a vehicle from you in Keene? The only place I can reach, right? Actually, no, I'm sorry, sir, we can't do that.
What? So they just have no available inventory at all?
They have no available date between now and the heat death of the universe.
That's strange.
And unless I call back some other time, and they say, well, you can check the internet. I'm calling you. I'm having internet problems. That's the reason I called. So you can check the internet. Why did you answer the phone then?
Why would the internet have more information? Why would you have better luck going through their website than they would through whatever internal reservation system?
Do you have internet anymore at Enterprise? So apparently I'm just supposed to call back in a few days to try to get a different answer.
You mentioned you did find a company eventually that was able to rent you a car. I mean, do you want to mention who they were?
No, I haven't found. There is a company in Keene that does rentals as of a year or two ago. I checked them out and I liked them, but I never have rented from them, and I'm going to try.
Are they national or like a local?
It was local, and that's great. But again, like I said, like Avis and all these other companies, which are fine, they don't serve Keene.
Yeah.
Or
Keene's
Keene area.
Town. You only get some options.
Yeah, sure. But people live there and have to get places.
Yeah.
So,
sounds like a market opportunity for somebody that's willing to start a new business.
Well, Dave, if you need a ride, why don't we talk off air? I could, help you out. I do have an LLC. It's not for hire. It's not for hire, LLC.
In a sense, that's actually not the solution. But again, the reason we're having these problems is because competition is discouraged, right? That's part of why we're trying to make New Hampshire a separate country, because there are so many rules that a rental car company has to go through at the federal level. It's almost not worth
it. It's impossible to get into the business. Yeah, it's a great point.
Just localize it.
More coming up here in moments. Thanks for the call, man.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon is sending Ukraine a $100 billion weapons shipment. Spokesman John Kirby saying the shipment includes howitzers, artillery components, and tactical vehicles. The United States has sent Ukraine roughly $4 billion worth of arms and equipment since the start of Russia's invasion in late February. Oklahoma's legislature passed a near-total ban on abortion, deputizing enforcement of the law to private citizens. If signed by the governor, the legislation would be the toughest in the nation, making Oklahoma the only state to currently ban abortion at any stage of pregnancy. An Oakland, Michigan County judge is ruling that Oxford High School shooting suspect Ethan Crumbly will remain in an Oakland County jail. Crumbly's trial is tentatively set for September 6th. This is USA Radio News. Congress is attempting to pass a bill expanding the Federal Trade Commission's ability to penalize oil companies for price gouging as the average price for a gallon of gas hits a new record across the nation. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says it's not price gouging, but Democratic policies responsible for energy inflation.
The House is wasting its time pretending that inflation is all the fault of evil corporate profiteers. Evil corporate profiteers. I guess the profit motive hadn't been invented yet in 2019.
McConnell says the Biden administration should lease more land for drilling. Weekly jobless claims are up. The Labor Department reporting first-time claims for unemployment benefits rose to 218,000 last week. That's 21,000 more than the previous week's revised total and more than most analysts were expecting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We've been talking about the shooting of a man, the killing of a man named James Sheets, I believe.
Yes, James Sheets.
He was shot 28 times, apparently, by police in and around somewhere around Youngstown, Ohio. The town of Struthers Police Department, the ones pulling the trigger. And, Joe, you've been following this case pretty closely. Rochelle Kelly is, I wouldn't say she's not a friend of the show. Like, her and her husband, sure. They listen to Free Talk Live. We partied with them on New Year's Eve a couple of years ago, and we threw an epic bash on New Year's Eve 2020, and they were there. So nice folks. I've never met her brother-in-law or her sister, and now he's dead. And you've been following this case. It's over at Delete Laws with a Z on YouTube. There's video, and there's a lot of body cam footage that has now come out, thanks to Delete Laws, who is, I guess, you know, trained in how to file things, and he's got a lot of experience.
Yeah, he's a scholar, a constitutional scholar for sure.
So he's filed the necessary Freedom of Information Act stuff, and he got a lot of cop footage out here. And there's some pretty suspicious stuff going on in this footage. The police, and I haven't seen the footage of like the alleged chase or any of that. You said that hasn't even come out yet.
I haven't seen that yet. Yeah. If it's out there, I haven't seen it. But
the footage that I'm looking at here, they show there's a scene where this guy is apparently shot 14 times by one cop, and then later shot again another 14 times. The autopsy apparently shows 28 gunshots to this man. Four of them landed in his face.
Yep.
No cop was shot during this encounter. But
no bullets flew in their direction, I guarantee you that.
Yeah, yet they claim that there was that James had a gun in the car.
I think they're using the steering wheel because that's the only thing he had his hands on. Okay, when I watched the video, that was it.
And they show up, well, after the shooting, at some point, one of the officers goes, and you say, apparently, I haven't seen this part of the clip yet, but you say that at one point, one of the cops asks for a bottle of water.
Yeah, like he was all, you know, pretending to be all panicky. I'm sorry, the guy is a psychopath, and he had murdered someone recently, too.
Really?
Yes, and he brags about it. Mm. And he's bragging about this one, too. But I think, you know, they try to put on an act. And they have code words, predetermined code words. So I think Struthers is a corrupt department at this point. Youngstown is really standing off, like, you know, being a part of this at all. The cop is like, oh yeah, I'm out of breath. I need my water bottle, and like he's saying it like it's code. And they're like, can you guys go get my water bottle or, you know, all this stuff? You got to listen to the clips. But, you know, I think when he's saying that, that's probably code for get the gun. Get the piece. Burner gun,
yeah,
or whatever it is.
Yeah. He goes and he says, yeah, I've got that. And I think he's referring to a shield.
Yes.
He goes and gets a shield. This is after they've already blasted this dude 28 times.
Right.
Right? He goes and gets a shield out to approach the car. Why would you not have the shield before?
Well, maybe the shield is, shielding them throwing a gun into the car.
Yeah, because the shield shields the camera.
Yes,
it sure as hell does. The body camera that this officer has on is completely shielded almost by the shield. Like, it blocks out 80%, 90% of the camera's view as this cop approaches the window where this man is. There's no way he's alive after being shot 28 times and four in the face. He approaches the window of the car, and you can see his hand, what appears to, throws something in.
He's like, it's on the floorboard. And as he says,
the gun is on the floorboard. It looks like he's tossing something through that window, but you can't see it for sure. His hand moves too fast.
It's just convenient. Very, very convenient.
You
for
see
the
maybe
whole,
one frame.
On.
You know, they slow it down.
Yeah.
Maybe like one frame where you can see his hand whipping by the little bit of the frame where you can see. And you have no idea for sure what he's doing, but it is awfully suspicious. What else could he have been doing?
I don't know. But I know that.
Pointing to the gun?
James Sheets, the one that got murdered, his wife, it was interviewed by Delete Laws with a Z, and she was saying that he's never owned a gun. She's never seen a gun. She's never seen any bullets. Nothing. It's just, you know, this is all cover.
Wow.
They're covering this up, you know. Here's another really interesting thing about this is that they got anonymous messages. I think it was on Facebook or something.
Really?
Yeah, anonymously from within the department. So an officer is whistleblowing anonymously.
What are they saying?
They're saying that the guy, I forget his name now. I don't really remember
the alleged gun planting cop.
Yes, they were saying that he's bragging about the murder in the department. And he bragged about the previous murder that he did, very similar, in the face, and, you know,
jeez,
it's almost like to the T, it's like the exact same thing. And I think that case should be opened up at this point, too. It's just crazy. Like,
how did they know it was someone in the department?
If you would have watched a Delete Laws video on this, you'll see that it just seems like it is genuine, that they're not just making this up. There's a lot of details in there that you wouldn't have otherwise revealed. I think it is, but we're going to see how this all turns out. But I think Delete Laws is filing the federal lawsuit. He maybe already did it today.
Who? On what?
On to sue the Struthers department, police department, for the murder. So they're going to go after him for criminal, like, he wants to get a criminal investigation against this. I don't believe in the state, and I want, you know, they're going to investigate themselves and find no wrongdoing, like, you know,
typical,
but maybe we need an outside agency there, you know.
Can somebody else, I mean, you're not a lawyer or anything like that, but can someone else who is not connected with the situation bring a suit? Won't that get tossed?
Well, he does it for them. He's helping.
Oh, so he's helping the family.
Yeah, he's been spending a lot of time in Ohio, Delete Laws, and you know, helping other people file lawsuits. There's a lot of corrupt stuff going on in Ohio.
Sure. Well, that's everywhere. There's corruption everywhere.
Yeah,
Always thinks their state's the most corrupt. It's like, yeah,
yes, exactly. Yeah. Everyone says that. Like all these auditors that I watch online and stuff, they all say, "Oh, my state's the worst.
The cops here are the worst."
But then you look at Ohio. So there's something wrong with Ohio, and I guess there's like a lot of drug busts that happen in Ohio, and a lot of the cities are right on the borders of other states. So a lot of drug dealing across state lines now, especially if you go into Ohio, the laws are way more strict. And, you know, the police are just really border protecting, and they'll pull you over for the littlest things, you know. Delete laws cover this other lady in Ironton, Ohio, and she didn't break any traffic laws. She was just like, why is this cop following me? This cop's following her around this neighborhood. She's like, why is this cop following me? She just pulls over. Next thing you know, the cop is coming, like, you know, in her direct, like, against her on the road. And then the cop just spins around and pulls her over. She's already, like, pulled over. She parked. Mm-hmm. So, like, now they're saying she didn't use a blinker, and the video is clear as day. She used it because she's recording, you know, being chased by this cop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sick. And,
like a creeper.
Yeah. And Delete Laws helped her out, and he went to the Ironton police station, and he got arrested, actually, for filming in the police station, which he had court today, which he missed, they gave him 6 more days, so they didn't want to... They didn't want to bench warrant him, so he got lucky today.
Well, that's a guaranteed win. I mean, recording video in a public place like that, there should be... I mean, that's a clear violation of his First Amendment right to be the free press. So he should walk away with a check for that one.
I think so, too. And he
that's
has
what happened
one.
To me when they arrested me in the town hall in Massachusetts, in Palmer, Mass.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I got a $5,000 check from that one.
Nice!
Not a huge win, but, you know.
Yeah.
It compensated me for the 4 hours or whatever that I was in police custody and all the time I had to waste with going down to court and stuff.
Well, I'm working on another case. We'll see how it goes when I got arrested at the police station.
Which one was this?
That's Worcester.
Worcester.
Worcester case.
Now, didn't you get found guilty in that,
no,
that one?
No. Not, I was found liable or responsible. I don't know.
It was civil, wasn't it?
Yeah, because they dropped the criminal last minute. That's right, crazy. Before I was about to pick a jury trial. I waited 2 years for this because of COVID.
Wow. We got more coming up here. You can join us. You can bring up whatever you want, whether it's corrupt cops or corrupt, as Dave Ridley was calling it, about confused bureaucracy of corporate America.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to talk about. Plus, North Korea has its first case of what they're calling fever. Supposedly, it's COVID.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
and sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. Bring up whatever you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You know, I'm grateful that we have not been bombarded with COVID news recently. There's been a lot of other interesting stuff to talk about. But every now and then something pops up, and then there have been some headlines. We haven't mentioned them, but I guess some cities are looking at returning to mask mandates. And
it worked.
In the what, for controlling people, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're not going to let this stuff go away forever. It's coming back. And so some places, you know, New York City, they're considering bringing it back, etc. Looking overseas has been the most interesting recently, because what's been going on in China, for instance, has been absolutely horrible. Have you been following any of that, Joe?
A little bit here and there, but we wouldn't know the numbers. We wouldn't know exactly what's going to be happening. But
well, it's not about the numbers. It's about the stories, about what's happening to people. The people in Shanghai, for instance, that's sort of the most visible of what's going on in China. But it's not just Shanghai. It's happening in a lot of places. They're locking people down. They've had lockdowns now in Shanghai for 60 days, I think.
Yeah.
Somewhere around like, 60 days. 2 months.
You know it's really bad when people are fishing out their apartment windows from the 40th floor. It's like they could just barely reach the ocean, try to fish out of their...
Is that actually happening?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
There's just been so much out of Shanghai, and we've talked a lot about that. But now, according to RT.com, Business Insider, various other sources, North Korea is now officially acknowledging that they have COVID. Although they're calling it, quote-unquote, fever in North Korea, which... You know, may actually be a more accurate name for it. I don't know. But it's interesting that they had not acknowledged any cases of COVID until just recently, within like the last week or so.
But that makes sense, though, because they're isolationists where no one goes in and out. And
people come in and out of North Korea.
I wonder how like not tightly that screened that is. And you know what I mean?
I think it's not that they haven't had COVID. It's just that they haven't admitted. Because you always have to remember,
well, of course.
In North Korea, every news, quote-unquote, that you see coming from North Korea is coming from the state. So the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, they run all the media there. There's no independent journalism going on in North Korea. If you're a journalist in North Korea, you're there on their, you know, their discretion. They're only letting you see the things they want you to see.
Well, like, we all know that Kim Jong-il is the best golfer in the world, and you got 18 holes in one on one course. It's pretty impressive.
They say a lot of things about the Kims there. So this is just an interesting story because it's like, why now? Why after 2 years of COVID everywhere across the world, all the crackdowns, all the restrictions, why is North Korea now coming out and admitting that they have COVID?
Because people took the masks off and they started breathing right, and now, you know, we have full brain activity and people can't stand what the government's doing. So, I'm going to slap those masks back on, more restrictions, the people are waking up.
Sure, but that doesn't answer the question of why is North Korea doing that. We understand that the Western governments and other governments around the planet, they've been doing restrictions for the last 2 years, and some of them are bringing them back. Why is North Korea now admitting that they have COVID?
Because they're so controlled already, they didn't need to use it. But now maybe there's some, you know, a little bit of organization going on, the people are rising up or something.
Could be. And this could be an excuse to crack down even harder.
It was always in their pocket, but they didn't need to use it.
North Korea has reported, according to RT, a massive surge in a mysterious quote-unquote fever outbreak, including almost 24 additional deaths and tens of thousands of new cases. Kim Jong-un called the epidemic one of the greatest, quote, turmoils in the nation's history. Health officials confirmed 174,000 some new cases of fever nationwide, 21 fatalities on Friday, up from just 6 deaths the previous day, according to state-run KCNA, noting the total number of infected individuals had exceeded 524,000. Now they're saying it's one. This story that I'm sharing with you, I've had in show prep for a few days, and now stories coming out today are showing over 1.72 million cases of fever in North Korea. And
I'm not going there anytime soon.
No, I have no plan to go there either. And if you're in North Korea and you care about freedom, you probably want to get the hell out. Of course, that's easier said than done. Speaking during a Politburo meeting, national leader Kim Jong-un stressed the, quote, effectiveness of regional blockades and unit-by-unit containment measures, unquote, calling for a meticulous government response and additional efforts to, quote, raise the scientific awareness of quarantine among all the people. Kim added, saying, quote, the spread of this virulent infectious disease in our country is one of the greatest periods of turmoil since the foundation of our state, just as the spread of the coronavirus is very serious around the world, he said. So unit by unit containment measures sounds like a Chinese style lockdown to me. And we've seen some of the video from China, and it is pretty scary stuff. They're literally forcing people to stay in their apartment complexes, locking gates, putting up gates that never existed before, putting up metal barriers around apartment buildings, around entry areas, to where even if you were to leave your apartment and come downstairs to try to leave the building, you're then up against a 10-foot tall metal gate, and you can't get out. And that means if the building catches on fire, you also can't get out.
It's wild, some of the things I've seen with that. Like you'll see like a whole apartment building sort of like have a food exchange within the apartment buildings. Mm-hmm. So they're like, all right, I have this, you have that, well, can we exchange?
I've heard about that.
Yeah, and they're just, you know, I saw, you know, rotted vegetables and fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're not, it's no game. They're really messing with them.
And many of the apartments actually are on WeChat, which is the Asian chat service, social media service, and they'll create chat rooms, basically, for the building. So,
oh, wow.
They're all, I mean, this one of the I guess, benefits, if you want to look on the bright side of this, is people are getting to know their neighbors for the first time. They're having to come together and as you say, trade things and work together to try to, in many cases, stay alive.
To get food. Hopefully that organizing that they're creating is going to create the uprising.
That would be nice. Unfortunately, the Chinese people have been conditioned for generations to be obedient. And that's why, of course, they were willingly locking themselves up in the first place. The metal barriers didn't come up until 30 or 40 days into the lockdown. So if people hadn't been so obedient to begin with, it would have been a lot harder on the government. But they all did what they were told. While officials have confirmed that one patient carried the COVID-19 Omicron variant before succumbing to the quote-unquote fever, they've stopped short of attributing any other cases or deaths to the virus behind the global pandemic. Before that initial patient, the government claimed to have kept COVID-19 out of North Korea entirely with complete border closures. The first verified case of fever triggered a, quote, maximum emergency quarantine system, unquote, as defined by the state, and strict lockdowns nationwide earlier this week, with the government vowing to step up containment measures, quote, across all institutions and all sectors of the country, including party, administrative, and economic institutions at all levels. So what this is leading to is probably not going to be very good for the North Korean people.
No. They're already in a bad situation.
Yeah.
But, you know, why would they have to pull this? I mean, I think the whole thing is baloney. The whole pandemic.
Sure.
But, you know, for them to just, whatever they're trying to plan, whether they're going to do a cleansing. Because I can see North Korea doing a cleansing.
I could totally see that.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got the fever. Oh, just so happens you're one of the blacklisted political people that we don't want to have around anymore. And we really don't want to keep you alive in our prison camps because we have to pay for that and there's food involved. And even though it's terrible as far as the food that the people get there, if they get any at all, pieces of corn out of dung, that sort of thing. But, you know, it still does cost them something to have people in those labor camps. So they could just use this as an excuse to do a cleansing, genocide.
Do they have any exports there at all?
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
No, they're so poor. They always rely on donations of food from the United Nations and China and things like that. They, of course, had starvation in the 1990s. The only reason why they're not starving now is because they allowed the black market to operate in North Korea over the last...
Wait, what? This sounds great.
I mean, it's helped because it hasn't resulted in the total extermination of their population due to starvation. They had to allow it to happen because central control of the economy is a total failure.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's horrible. We actually had the folks from Link, Liberty in North Korea. They came to Keene, I don't know, half a decade ago, maybe a little more than that. And they did a presentation at the Keene Activist Center about what they call the Jangmadang generation. Okay. And I believe that is the North Korean word for the black market. Okay. So there's some interesting things going on over there.
Hmm.
Whenever you can hear the little bits that
I know get. North Korea, weed's legal. So you'd probably get a lot of weed smokers moving to North Korea once they hear that.
There's a lot of other places you can get weed. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour number two.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.